It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Sounds like you have some information about Halloween safety tips.
I sure do. I've come prepared with our Parsons Police Department top 10 countdown list for safety for the Halloween extravaganza holiday that is almost right upon us. At number 10, always make sure that the young kids are accompanied by an adult or an older teenager. Don't let them just wander around out there in the night. Number 9, plan and review your trick-and-treat route. Make sure that you know where all those little kids and monsters are throughout the event. Number 8, talk with kids about the risk of distracted walking. It may seem like that's an easy thing to do, walk and chew gum at the same time, but sometimes you can get tripped up. So make sure that those kids have their heads on a swivel. Number 7, cross the street as a group at established crosswalks. Throughout the United States, some of the worst traffic crashes that occur during the holiday event for Halloween occur at non-crosswalked areas where we get those little monsters jumping out between the cars. We don't want to see that happen. Number 6, don't assume those pesky cars are going to stop just because you're out in the roadway. Number 5, stay on well-lit streets and use those sidewalks. Number 4, always carry flashlights or other illuminating devices so everybody can see those monsters coming. Number 3, wear reflectorized costumes. It's just another added layer of safety for everybody on that special night. Number 2, avoid carrying any sharp or long swords, canes, sticks, or all those kinds of things that can either poke, prod, or hurt somebody else throughout the evening's walk. And number 1 on our top 10 countdown list for Halloween safety, never keep opened or unwrapped candy. Destroy that immediately. Don't let anybody eat it.
Are there any recommendations about when is an opportune time to go out and trick-or-treat?
Well, you know, we've seen over the years more and more kids are out earlier and earlier instead of later. For a host of safety reasons now, we see a lot of trick-or-treating occurring right after school, before sunset, or right into twilight. Less things happening during the dark of the night. That's when at night you go home now and watch the Great Pumpkin Special.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.